I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with a quick look at our top stories from last week. A vehicle stolen from a Carroll residence, a high-speed chase on I-80 in Nebraska, a crash that sent a passenger in the stolen auto to the hospital, and now a 17-year-old juvenile from Carroll sits in a Nebraska jail. All of this took place on Wednesday of this past week and began when the Carroll Police Department responded to the report of a stolen vehicle in the 300 block of North Crawford Street. The high-speed chase occurred later in the day after a Nebraska State Patrol trooper attempted to stop the vehicle for speeding. The chase ended when the vehicle crashed. The 17-year-old has been charged with a number of moving vehicle violations, as well as felony flight, possession of a stolen vehicle, minor in possession of alcohol, and possession of a firearm while committing a felony. Two people were injured in an accident on the east end of Carroll on Saturday. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office was called to the two-vehicle accident at approximately 1:27 p.m. at the intersection of Olympic Avenue and U.S. Highway 30. 18-year-old Quinn Gregory of Glidden was southbound on Olympic and had stopped for the posted sign. He proceeded to cross Highway 30, not seeing an SUV driven by 20-year-old Elizabeth Diane Ocker of Carroll. Ocker tried to avoid the collision but struck the rear driver's side of the Gregory pickup. Ocker and her passenger, 20-year-old Miranda Butler of Lake City, were transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital for treatment of suspected minor injuries. Gregory was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right of way. The Carroll Community School District Board of Education made their initial proposals to the unions representing the district's employees on Wednesday. The Carroll Education Association and Carroll Education Support Association opened negotiations at the board's March 18th meeting. Teachers are requesting a 3.25% increase to their total benefits package. The Support Association requested 4% yearly salary increases and discussions on DOT physicals and longevity benefits. Both unions have requested the creation of a labor management committee to discuss issues no longer allowed under Iowa's collective bargaining laws. With the district side of the proposal, they are suggesting the elimination of all permissive and excluded language in the contracts that exist right now. The Public Employee Relations Board requires the district to do this in order to remove that language further on. The district is not suggesting all of these terms and conditions will be removed. The discussions will continue in future meetings. It's not clear when an agreement might be reached. Turning our attention towards the upcoming week, on Monday, the Carroll County Board of Supervisors will meet Monday morning in the supervisors' meeting room at the courthouse. A number of items on the agenda there, including secondary roads. Shannon Landauer from the Carroll Area Development Corporation will be there, as well as Tyler Technologies to discuss subscription license and services agreements. Taking a look at some other things going on, the Lake City City Council is also going to be meeting on Monday night. That gets underway at 6 o'clock at the Lake City Council Chambers at City Hall. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.